YG, what the fuck is happening
Honestly, somebody spilled the tell all. I want an insider scoop on YG.
there?
Like all the dirt. I want it all.
I feel like someone would be killed. I feel like that's the stuff you get killed for.
If this was the US, those secrets would have been out like
Oh my God, there would already been a movie documentary called like
Honestly.
YG, like what's going on, or like what happened with YG? Like it would already been like a documentary on Oprah or something. Like,
Yeah, it would have been spilled.
oh, this is how I view the groups. Like, okay, so when we say, oh, like, hey everyone, welcome back
Just
to our
another.
podcast.
Maybe we should do an introduction. A little music, they'll figure it out from the music. Oh, man.
Okay, well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this. Hey guys, we're so sorry about that.
Welcome back.
Welcome. This episode will be kind of all over the place again because we don't really necessarily script ourselves when we like do these. We just kind of,
It's not fun to set limitations for
yeah,
yourself.
we just kind of like get a topic and see where it goes. Okay guys, so this episode that we're gonna do today, is kind of just encompassing of a lot of different emotions, and it's basically going to be like a let it all out rant, things we don't like about the three companies or the three big companies, or just drama or just dumb fan stuff, just like all the things that as a K-pop stan you're just like, oh, why do people do this, or like, oh, why do they do this, or why do they make them do this, or blah, blah, blah. You get the point. So today is just kind of like a brain dump of those emotions.
Yeah.
So if you get frustrated along with us, we're right there with you, and DM us
Let us
and
know.
we'll rant with you some more. Because trust me, we got a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
Yeah, I like to hear people's rants, especially like on Instagram. People like complain about stuff, and I'm like, oh, what happened? And they're
Me
like
too.
slowing down, like a video to show you like something in the background. You're like, oh, that was a microaggression. Like, oh man, that was rude.
Oh my God, you're such a bitch.
Like, we've all seen the videos where they're at like fan signings, and like fans will give them gifts, and the people come back and they're like grabbing the
Oh
gifts out of their
yeah.
hands and they get all frustrated, but people slow them down. And you're like, oh, why they
You
do
can see like
that?
this tiny little like scowl on their face and like, oh, they hate him. Oh my God, I bet you they hit him. Like some like fans' theories are the most
It's amazing.
wild things.
Amazing. The FBI should hire K-pop fans to do investigations for them.
Seriously, I think a lot of things would be solved.
Oh, for sure. People, K-pop fans will find things and notice things in videos. I'm like, how did you even like see that? Like,
It
you
could
could
be
be
like,
looking for it and I still can't see it. I have to watch this 10 times.
yeah, I had to go to the comments and see if they could tell me what I was looking for because I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
Honestly.
No, they are like,
Incredible.
and it's so awesome, but then on the flip side, it's like they can get so outrageous with like, I get it, like they love something so much. Like, you know, when you just love something, you just want to defend it, you want nothing to hurt it, like, you know. But like the fan wars are dumb. Like the whole BTS versus
Oh, for
EXO
sure.
fan wars, dumb. But like it's just like I don't want to say like, is it that serious? Like, is it that serious? Like, and I
To
get it,
fight
like
over them
they
like
like
that.
definitely have like groups have changed people's lives. Like I said in another episode, like I 100% understand like if some people have listened to the music and have felt so deeply moved, like it's, you know, impacted them. Like I get that. So I don't want to say like, is it serious that way? Like I know like it can really affect someone, the music can, because that's why music is so beautiful. But like to start a physical fight at a concert or to like,
oh yeah,
like what is your problem? Like, just calm down. Like,
that, can you like, imagine being so excited you're going to your favorite group's concert, and like if it's BTS, those tickets are very hard to get, by the way. End up getting in a fight if you get thrown out.
I would be pissed.
I would let you leave. Like, if you got kicked out, I'd be like, bye. I'm gonna watch it.
I would honestly expect for you to do that. I would be very upset with you if you were like, I guess we both have to go.
Mm-mm. And you're like, I'd be like, you're acting ridiculous. You're gonna go sit outside and you're gonna listen to this concert I'm enjoying.
You need to go cool down outside for like another 2.5 hours. I'll be right here.
I would be like, friendship over, I guess, but I'm gonna stay for this concert. Over. $900 for these tickets.
It's just, I can't. I don't understand, like, the group, the people who are like, how can you stand like more than one group? Like, you have to, like, you can't really call yourself a real stan if you stand multiple groups. Like, okay, Shelly, sit down, because like that is, first of all, not true, and second of all, like, how can you only listen to one group? Like, what, how does that even work?
How do you not enjoy other songs from other artists? I'm like, the group that you're only standing, they're listening to other groups.
They're just listening to themselves. I don't, those fans in general sometimes really piss me off. Because too, like, fans, I think their hearts are always in the right place, but I think their actions, like, just actions speak louder than words. And so, like, some of the things that I see, I'm just like, that's just, that makes me feel bad for the artist.
Yeah. It's like, I love them, but I don't love them that hard. You know? Like, they're still a person. Yeah. Or, like, what is it? The really crazy fans, Sasangs or whatever they're called. Yeah. That shit makes me really upset.
Yeah. Well, because it's, like, I feel like it's a lot worse for idols than it is, like, for any other, like, for, like the United States, what the hell? Like, U.S. artists.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, they have, like, stalkers, but, like, idol fan, like those crazy fans, like I just think it's so much worse.
Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole one time learning all about the things that they do, and this girl went to this whole thing because she was interviewing like an ex, one of those stalker fans. And of course the girl like had to, like, her voice had to be like modified and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But she was talking about how they like will have these like Instagram accounts and they're like coded, so you have to like go in and like kind of use the special code to be able to like buy pictures that they're taking of the idols, and it was like scary. And like they're like on the airplanes with them, they're like in first class with them, like constantly. It's like on almost every flight, and I'm like, how does an idol even sleep on a plane? I would be terrified to sleep, yeah, knowing that someone's gonna take a picture of me.
Yeah. Literally, and like knowing that the same person that's been following you around everywhere is literally like sitting like two seats away from you.
I'm very interested in just all the relationships, and I mean, how did Chin, a girlfriend, and he gets her knocked up, and now he's married? Do people remember that? Literally at home right now with his wife and baby.
Oh my god! Yeah, his baby girl.
Yeah, like he's literally changing diapers as we speak.
You know what's so strange too is that like it was announced that she was pregnant and then a few months later she had her baby, but that means like a whole like 6 months prior to that she was still pregnant and like
yeah like hiding like incognito to like doctor's appointments. And
but I guess if no one knew who she was, she could just walk around as a pregnant lady.
Well, there was like a protest to get him, like, to kick him out of the group, and I think it was like 10 people showed up to the protest.
I was like, that is, it is too late. He is way too far to start to like be kicked out of no group.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah,
right. Wow, did you hear about the Super Junior member? I don't remember his name, starts with an R. I can never pronounce it.
Oh yeah, someone who, yes,
where he go just like sent out an apology letter saying sorry for having a girlfriend. Isn't that upsetting?
That's so stupid. That really frustrates me. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
A grown, like, not even, like, grown, like, oh, I'm 23. No, he's a grown-ass man in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like he has to apologize to a bunch of kids because he's in a relationship. Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
There's two scenarios. One, he either really does feel bad, and he sends that out, which I don't think that's the case. I think the second one is they came to him and were like, listen, just send out an apology letter. It'll be fine.
Listen,
like somebody wrote it for him.
Well, it's just like, I guess I don't think he should apologize. I don't think anyone should apologize. I don't think Hezrel should apologize when he came out with dating Momo. Like, I don't think anyone should apologize for dating, and I think that's really stupid. That's the one issue that I have with, I don't want to say with like the fans, but I just think in the fan group or in the, what is it called? Fan base. Yeah. You have to, like, the chances of you going to a concert and your eyes meeting and you guys falling in love and, like, him getting his security to, like, get you and to meet him backstage after the show because you're so beautiful, the chances of that happening are literally one in a gajillion billion.
Yeah, like, it'll never happen.
Like, I'm sorry if anyone's listening to this and they really, really believe in their hearts that, like, they are going to be the one, but, like, baby, chances are you're not. You're not going to be the one. And I don't want you to be sad about it. I just need you to realize that and then just love them from a distance and allow them to be happy with whoever is the one. Because it's not you. It's not going to be you.
It's not you. It'll never be you. Don't ever think that it's so bad. It could be you. You could see them every day for a year and it will still probably never be you.
I say that in the nicest way possible, but it frustrates me that, like, these people can't live their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, I get it. If they're like in their teens and they just debuted or something, yeah, like, they need to focus on music, they need to build their fan base. But these are people from groups that are literally so established and so, like, he's legit 30 something years old.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like if your idol comes out saying how, like, depressed and sad he is, you get all upset. Okay, well, he's depressed and sad because he feels like he can't date the person he wants to date.
Mm-hmm. And he's lonely, and she's lonely, whoever the idol is. It's like, people just need to start pulling a Hyuna and Edon and just be like, fuck it. We've been dating for 2 years. And then go to the P-Nation.
Honestly. That was amazing.
He's going to have a label full of all these couples.
Just all the misfits. He's like, come to Papa.
I mean, that's honestly.
He's growing. Definitely growing. He's getting some really big names under him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps that he has a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you had to pick one out of the big three, which is, for those who don't know, YG, SM, JYP, who would you pick as your favorite company, just in general, around?
Even though last week I just bashed on JYP, I wouldn't say JYP is probably my favorite.
We really did, honestly.
Listen, I feel like I bash on him because I feel like he could do better. Like, yeah. I don't even try with YG. Like, I don't even... That's just a hot-ass mess express. Like,
no, yeah.
Like, I pick on JYP because I feel like he has the potential to be better and do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
And also,
is that who you would pick if you were an idol, like a trainee? Would you pick JYP?
Yeah. It's a company. I think the company overall treats their groups better than what I've heard about other companies, like YG or SM.
Yeah.
Especially as, like, far as, like, pay-wise.
Yeah, and I feel like with SM, it's almost too risky to, like, if you want to be truly successful, because in SM, it seems it's like they pick their favorites and they make them do everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, NCT is pretty notorious to having people who just, like, barely have any lines. Like, they're just... And so I feel like if you are, like, amazingly talented, then you would probably do fine in SM, but... If you're just kind of like an average trainee, then you better start picking up side projects.
Well, in the way that make him a waiter, busboy. Yeah. The way that I've always heard it is that SM is like where the pretty people go. And again, oh. not saying that there's no pretty people. Like, I mean, they're all freaking beautiful. They're idols. Yeah. But like SM is like where a lot of visuals are. And if you really look at like, I guess visually SM, they don't really have a black hole. You know, like they're all pretty attractive.
Smart.
And they can sing. You have some vocalists at SM. But they're very like visual driven. And then YG is very, it's like that urban street hip hop, like, but still very K-pop type of vibe. If you like, I mean,
yeah.
Icon, Winner, Blackpink, like Big Bang, like, you know, they all have that like rap pop vibe. And then I think JYP has, because his music is like this, it's very like, I want to say like dance focused slash like groovy. Like I would describe JYP as like a groovy company. Like, like there's a certain like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Fun. They're very fun.
Yeah. Like
a bit lighter.
It's, yeah. It's like the, I don't want to say like hipsters, but like, they're just, they're weird.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I can't say the word.
I hope it's, you guys know what I'm saying.
It's definitely more like poppy and.
Yeah.
I can't think of the. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm saying, okay, guys? Just get what I'm saying, okay? But if you really look at it, like, I don't remember where I read that at, but the more that I look into things and just the more that I hear songs and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I guess they all kind of fall into different, like, categories. Like, they're all K-pop, but they all, like, have, you know, all the groups within that label kind of have a similar sound. Not like saying they all sound the same, but they all have like a similar sound, or like the production kind of sounds the same because it's, you know,
they're all under the same umbrella. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I swear, like, NCT's, like, half of their latest stuff all sounds like the same song, just kind of like written a little differently.
Yeah.
What was it like? Mm-hmm. Chain sounds like Punch, which sounds like Kick It, which sound like, they all like kind of are all in that same like genre of like aggression type.
Just like new versions of.
Yeah.
But they're still good.
Oh yeah, I still have them on my playlist. I want another Touch type song from NCT.
Me too. That's
such a good song.
About that all the time, but I love it.
And so they look like, someone said that they looked like Old Navy commercial.
Oh, it was so cute though. Really, I want to know though who was behind early NCT Dream. Like, whose idea were those horrendous haircuts?
Oh, chewing gum.
Yeah, like they made them like little baby boys. Like they were teenagers. I get that they're like trying to attract a younger crowd, but that was like 10-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? It was cute, but it was sad to watch. But that was a risk, I feel like, for them, and I think it worked.
I feel like you're right though. Like SM does, they take a lot of. Like, it's a risk. Like, if you join SM, like, you're either gonna make it or you're gonna like flop.
Yeah,
that's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I just, and then like Mark Lee from NCT and all the other groups in SM, I just feel like they have their favorites. Like SM has favorites, and they'll use them for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, they're always given a lot of lines, and you're always seeing them.
But like, can you blame them? Mark is like Mark, you know, like.
I know.
I would favor him. He's my favorite.
I want Mark as my little brother. Be the cutest little brother.
But it's like, I mean, cuteness aside, he's just like talented.
Oh, for sure.
He's very talented. Like, I wouldn't say he's like the best rapper ever, but I mean, on top of like his rapping and his dancing and you know, his performance, like, and I mean, he's not bad looking either. Like, he's a pretty like well-rounded kid. Like, that's
yeah,
only what most idols like want to be. Like, he does it all basically.
Yeah, for sure. And I forget, he's been around so long, I, like, forget how, like, young he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in, but, I mean, he was an NCT Dream for a while until he aged out, and I was just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, he's only 19?
It's weird, huh?
It's crazy. So, it's like, imagine where he's going to be when he's, like, 27.
He's probably going to already own his own label.
He probably will. He'll be, like, buy us and take their own label.
He'll pull a B.I.
If you guys haven't heard, B.I.'s back.
Better than ever.
Yeah. Screw you, YG.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about YG for a second.
Let's talk about okay, him.
Okay. So, where were you when basically the shit hit the fan? Like, were you at work? Did I send you stuff? How did we figure it? How did we find out?
Oh, I was in Georgia, so I didn't really work. That was when I was nannying.
Oh.
I remember you nannying a bunch of, yeah. Oh, I was a wild yeah. year.
That was insane. And I remember, like, every day something new would come out, and I'm like, okay, did you see this? Okay, did yeah. you see this? Because it felt like every single day that they were like, new idol, blah, 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 has been shown to be attached to this. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know, and they're like releasing like the group messages, but they aren't releasing like who they belong to yet. And you're just like, everyone's guessing. And
yeah, it was that whole like scandal, the nightclub, the Burning Sun scandal, that whole yeah. thing was like a really good eye-opener to, like, realize that, like, these, although they're, like, idols, like, these are just people, too, that
yeah,
I'm not trying to defend him at all. I'm not trying to defend anyone at all. I'm just saying, like, people put them on such high pedestals that, mm-hmm. like, there shouldn't be no, like, heart. It should be, like, oh, he did that? He goes to prison. Like, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
But because, you know, idols are literally in the name. They're called idols. Like, meaning they're above, like, normal, like, people.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're held to higher standards, but doesn't mean they're always going to follow them.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they can follow them. They have the ability to even meet those standards, which he did in He's Trash. But I feel like after that, it just went completely downhill. Like, everything that could go wrong with a company just started going wrong. Which, to be fair, like, I wonder if YG himself was, like, sitting at his desk, like, oh, shit. Or, like, watching everything go up in flames.
Yeah.
Until he had to, until he was like, yeah, I'm gonna resign.
Step out of this one.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave. Peace out.
I think he got too comfortable with being, like, so big. I mean, like, at one point, Big Bang was, like, one of the biggest groups. And I think yeah. he, like, was riding that wave. And I think he got real comfortable with it. And I think it's the same thing for, like, Seungri and, like, some of other, like, not other Big Bang members, but, like, other idols involved. It's, like, I think they get so used to, like, the money and, like, that status.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, people are watching you.
Yeah, no.
It's like, you're not even one of the best Big Bang members, so I don't know who you think you are.
You know what I'm saying? Dragon. Get off yeah. of my horse.
Yeah. I mean, Top even had his own scandal, and people still love him. Same thing. G-Dragon had a scandal. Like, they had scandals.
Yeah. No, it was... That was shit, and then when the whole, like, allegations for B.I. came up, which just really, like, hit me in the yeah. heart, because he's my bias record, and that, like, I was really upset. But then it was, well, I guess it was his choice, quote-unquote, to leave the group, whatever. But I think that definitely YG was using that whole thing as, like, a cover, like, throw someone else under the bus so that, well, you know, the focus is on something else.
And, like, I feel like it was because it was, like, right after the other scandal. It's, like, instead of just, like, because I think if the other scandal hadn't happened, I don't know. I mean, B.I. probably still would have left the group. But I think because of the other scandal, I think YG was kind of scared. And mm-hmm. so I think he was more harsh about it. Like, it was like, boom, you're immediately out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And but YG was accused for trying to cover up allegations about B.I. And then that's why he got more heat, because he was trying to, like, cover it up. And then they're like, why are you covering it up? And then he was like, oh, shit. Okay, bye, kid. Sorry. Like,
yeah.
You're out.
Like, had to, like, protect himself. So we, like, took it out on him.
Which is dumb.
He did a lot for Icon. Icon was huge. And B.I. was, like, a huge part of it. They even said that B.I. YG even said that B.I. was, like, the next new G-Dragon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you throw him out so easily?
Executive director position. I see him making moves over there. No, it's dumb. And it's not like YG was already, what was it, like, tax evasion or something?
Oh, that's right. Fucking idiot. So stupid.
And then, like, because of the whole Burning Sun thing, it also came out that he had, like, YG had he formed, like, a corrupt relationship with police, like, to, like, kind of, like, hide some, like, smaller things. Smaller, like, illegal crap. And I'm like, oh my god. So, like, okay, not only is one of your, because when you're, like, the head of something, everything falls on you. Sadly, mm-hmm. It does.
So your name. One of
your members, and literally your initials, you decided to do that. And one of your biggest groups become a shit human being, or is a shit human being, like, and was found shitty out. Shitty.
Yeah.
Then you, a kid who probably was going to bring you a lot of money, you kicked out because you tried to cover up a wrong that he didn't even really, like, it's like fucking marijuana. Like, oh my god. Anyways,
yeah.
You tried to cover it up. You got called out. You got scared. So then you got rid of him, which was another shithole thing to do. Then you tried to do tax invasion, which is another shitty thing to do. On top of that,
do you think, like, all the other scandals, he would kind of turn to somebody and be like, hey, we're paying our taxes, right? Like, let's pay our taxes really fast.
Hey, pause the meeting. Can we, like, go ahead and just, like, pay the taxes?
Can we pay all our bills real fast? You know what? I'm so disappointed, though. Not a single K-drama has come out with a very similar storyline. You know?
SG.
Honestly, where is that story?
UG. UY.
I feel like they could do it, and it could be very dramatic with, like, a cute little love story thrown in, mm-hmm. and it's not happening yet, and I'm very disappointed in Korea.
Right? I mean, honestly, though, I wouldn't put it past it to already, like, be out somewhere. Like, it's just not as popular.
Maybe it's in the works, or...
Korean dramas, man, some of their plot lines are exactly the same, and some of their plot lines are so vastly different, it, like, blows my mind.
Yeah.
Where did you even come up with this? Like, how is this even a thing that's in your mind? I really want to know.
I love it. Especially when they start getting, start using magic and stuff.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, okay. I'm going to roll.
My favorite thing is when no magic is introduced until, like, episode, like, 6, and out of nowhere, she can, like, magically heal herself. You're like, what the fuck? Since when were you, like, a wizard?
It's like they hit a roadblock, and they're like, how do we fix this? And they're like, there's some magic in there.
Make her a wizard.
I'll never notice.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, so YG shit, and...
Well, and honestly, after YG shut down, and, like, they kind of started cleaning things up, I kind of thought, at least me, maybe it was just me being naive, that, like, things were going to get so much better with YG.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people are going to come out of, quote-unquote, the basement, and you're going to see a lot more of this idols just coming out with albums and just whatnot, like other entertainment groups, but that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this girl is that took over YG, right? It was a girl.
Yeah.
But it's nothing really has changed from, like, our standpoint.
It really hasn't. And it's really sad, though, too, because there's actually a lot of talent within YG. Like, I think I'm not going to say they're a small company. They're obviously a huge company. But I think that they're more concerned with staying at the top than allowing their artists to, like, express themselves or, like, grow as artists.
Yeah. Because and I just feel like such a huge entertainment group, you think, and they probably do. I guess they're just not doing it or they don't care. But I think that they would have people who are just, like, scouring social media to see, like, what fans are saying. And I feel like everyone all over the place is talking about the mistreatment of YG. Yeah. And, like, how their, like, idol groups aren't coming out and stuff. It's like, wouldn't you see that? Wouldn't you want to change? Because you see how upset people are with you and the way you're treating the idols?
Well, and I feel like they're slowly, like, I mean, Blackpink is very popular. But, like, Winner is kind of, like, MIA. Yeah. Icon's kind of like MIA. Mm-hmm. Big Bang is kind of like old as shit. Like, they're like, they already made their millions. They're like, hey, we're, anything we do from now on is simply because we want to do it, and that's it, you know? Like, they kind of don't, they're kind of losing all their little puppets. Like, they don't really have, like, I mean, and then that's what makes me think they're really pushing Blackpink, which they can, because Blackpink is doing really well, both in Korea and globally, which is nice, but then now you have fans. The more that Blackpink is in the eye for, like, international fans, the more that people are starting to realize, like, what the heck? Like, why did all the last three songs sound the same? Like, you know.
Yeah. They're trying very hard.
Yeah, I think they're going to either have to try harder and give Blackpink a new sound, or not, like, a new sound, but, like, let them... I feel like if they were to create their own music, it would be a lot better. It would fit them a lot more.
They're going to have to give them, like, a wider range.
Yeah.
Just, like, let them have, like, widen their range a little bit. Because I don't know what from album it is, one of their older ones, called Stay, where it's, like, acoustic.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. And you can hear their voices, and that's really different than, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I love that song. It's, like, that's really different. They need to do more things like that.
Mm-hmm. If I was Blackpink, or in Blackpink, I would be like, do we want to stay here?
Yeah.
It's not like they don't have enough global superpower to, like, do anything. Even if they were to come to, I 100% know if they were to, which would obviously be different, but if they were to, like, come to America and be like, hey, can we, like, be, like, in your label, but, like, we'll just live in Korea? 100% a label company here would snatch them up like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, do whatever you want. Sing whatever music
you know
you want.
They would still be pushing, like, the same kind of things that K-pop does, you know?
Yeah.
Try to keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, though. That's honestly smart.
So that's why we're going to take on Blackpink as clients.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Write it down, please.
I have my beef to pick with Jennie, but after that, we'll be fine. Something about her. I just want to shake her. I don't know.
What?
She just annoys me sometimes. Sometimes just the way she acts, I'm like, get it. Like, who think you are? I love all, but
I just want to shake her. Like, just
why do you act like that? So I'm acting like a little. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I can't even, like, define it for you guys.
Like a bougie baby.
Yeah, I don't know. She tries to act out cool, but then she tries to act like, I'm this cute little girl. And I'm like, you can't do both. Like, you have to pick one, please. Like, black pink in your area. Like, I just, shut up.
I'm thinking you're having some resentment towards the whole Kai situation.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, honestly, though, I give her lots of props to that. I'm not resentful for that. Because I'm like, yes, girl, get it and lost it. You got it and you lost it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I would lose it too. I wouldn't be able to look at him in the face.
No, I mean, we can't do this anymore. This isn't working. You're trying to take pictures with me. Stop.
I don't deserve to be on your camera roll. Quit.
Delete those.
Delete those. Don't look at those.
It's like, don't buy me gifts. Who do you think you are? You're better than that. Don't buy me a gift.
What part of I am beneath you do you not understand?
Don't tell XO about me. Stop.
He's like, I just want to tell everyone now. Don't you dare.
I am a disappointment to you.
But anyways, so YG is trash, and that's what I'm going to conclude about the YG segment of this part.
Super trash.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, guys, I don't even really know what the hell we're talking about.
I don't know. We're just our opinions, our frustrations.
You know what else really bothers me?
Mm.
I really don't like the whole, a member has to have, like, a certain personality thing.
Yeah.
I think that's really sad because then it's, like, that idol, whoever it is, like, when they're in public eye, which is all the time, they have to, like, mm-hmm. not be themselves.
Right.
That's
they really fit sad. That image.
It's like, that, like, is dumb to me. That
it's so two-dimensional.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, people have different feelings and emotions throughout the time, like, throughout the day.
But like, then if they ever, like, slip and show it, then it's, like, seen, and not seen as bad, but it's, like, you've seen the V-Lives when they, like, actually start to have fun, and then they look up because, like, the managers are, like, telling them, like, no. It's like,
looking at you, SM. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That happened a lot with NCT.
SM's just dumb, that's why. SM is, like, the popular girl that has no, like, substance.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't get me wrong, the groups are great. I love the groups. Mm-hmm. But I think as overseers, as, like, the company, they don't have, like, they're just pretty. They're just that pretty popular girl.
Mm-hmm.
That really has no substance. You have nothing to really offer besides your looks.
Yeah.
And you have so much potential, but you just are too concerned with your image that you just, like, can't get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, they became too controlling. And it's like, people can see it. Like, the fans notice that.
Yeah, like,
fans. To be fair, the whole Yuta and Win-Win thing, I think, really scared them.
Which one?
Win-Win and Yuta.
Well, see, what happened was that probably scared everybody.
So she Young did that poll.
Yeah, that's also sad. And also, you know what? That's another thing that really bothers me. When fans make things so awkward between two, mm-hmm. like between two guys or girls or whatever, that they can't even, like, feel like they can't even be next to each other without someone being like, oh my god, they're gonna date. Like,
yeah, what did they call it when you, like,
ship them?
Ship them. That's right. Yeah, that gets way out of hand.
It gets super out of hand. And we even saw that with One Direction when they were shipping Harry and
Larry.
that was their ship name.
Oh, ew.
It was Harry and Louie, and their name was Larry Styleson, I think.
Ew.
And
I wasn't a huge One Directioner.
And I was. I mean, I still am. I think they had some really good bops, but...
Yeah, I like their music. I just wasn't into them on that level.
It just felt really bad because then they actually... They even said in an interview, like, they stopped, like, sitting next to each other and doing that because every time they
do anything... They're conscious of it.
Yeah, and so, like, these poor fans... I mean, these poor idols, like, they can't even, like... They are with these group of people, like, literally every day of their life mm-hmm. since they debuted and probably since training period.
Mm-hmm.
It's only natural for them to feel close to each other as you would with any sibling. You would hug them, you know, jump on them, tease them.
Yeah.
You know, like in any, but people make it seem so not what it is. Then it makes them uncomfortable. Like imagine you hanging out with your sister or your brother so much and like you're comfortable around them and people are like, oh, I bet you they're dating. Like, what the fuck? Like, no, this is like my...
And it's like every day. Yeah.
I just, that like really bothers me. It makes me feel really sad because it's like you could ruin, not like ruin a friendship, but like obviously the whole Yuta and Win-Win thing, like it was a friendship that was very strong and looked a little one-sided, but it was very strong. And now you hardly even see them together anymore. And I wonder if it's because fans made it such a big deal that SM was like, oh, we can't have that. Because also, international fans, which is who I think do this the most. Like, I don't know if you know this, but like K-pop, but like it takes place in Korea, and Korea is not at the point where the like West is, where we're like gay pride and like all this stuff, where it's like being gay is like not even a big deal. Like it's like okay, cool, you know. Whereas in Korea, it's still like
celebrated.
It's not that there, and so I'm sure it probably freaked a lot of companies out if they were like, oh my God, I don't want people thinking like our two idols are gay, like, because it's not common mm-hmm. there yet. And like, maybe it'll get there eventually and that'd be awesome, but it's not there now. And so you could possibly like ruin two people's friendships because you want to portray them as gay lovers. And they're yeah. not.
Well, they even did that V-Live where it's like that triangle between them and Tae.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. I mean, they had to form an entire group in China for Win-Win. I'm just kidding. That's my theory.
We need to get them out of there. Let's just make a China line.
Yeah, but no, you're right.
A Japanese line. That's so cute.
I know.
K-pop is such a fun thing, but there's so many, like, once you're a fan and you get over, like, the high, there's so many, like, why are we doing this? Like, why do you care about, like, who mm-hmm. they eat or what they eat, or God forbid if they gain a few pounds or if they lose a few pounds? Like, why does any of that affect you liking their music, which is essentially what this all should be based off of, is if you like their song or not.
Yeah, not if they're like, oh, you're too fat, oh, you're too skinny. Like, can't fucking win.
Is their song sound good, though? Because, like, that's the whole point. Like, they're putting music out because they like to produce music.
Yeah.
Not for you to, like, judge their whole life.
And I think that's also hard because it's like we notice huge differences between, like, Korean fans and international fans. There's, like, a huge difference on the way we view them because I feel like with Korean, I think it's more Korean fans who care more about their weight and their image in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, international fans were like, no, 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 it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. But obviously they're in Korea, so they're going to listen to the Korean fans a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just kind of like the Korean beauty standard, too.
It is. It definitely is.
They're definitely way more, like, superficial, I guess.
Yeah.
We're in America, we're like, do what you want, eat what you want, like, all bodies are beautiful. And I'm not saying that as a mockery, I am saying all bodies are beautiful. But, like, you know, in America, it's just more, like, everything is accepted, basically.
Yeah.
Which you would think, like, that's so ironic, in America, everything's accepted, yet I feel like it's the hardest place to make it.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, so weird.
I think America just went irony, you know? About a lot of things.
That is so true. We're like a walking, like, okay, I don't know why I was to say ironing board, but that is not it.
Ironing board? Oh, America and their ironing boards. Crazy. And of course, there's a lot more we could rant about. But there's also a lot we could, like, praise when it comes to K-pop.
Oh, yeah. This was just more of, like, a, like, air it out type episode. By no means are we saying, like, we hate the industry or, like, we hate K-pop. Like, obviously, we have a freaking K-pop podcast. Like, we clearly love it.
You listen to our first, we were literally praising it and how great it is in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. So this is more just like, these are things that frustrate us, because with everything that you love will obviously be things that make you mad.
Like the idols that we love. The flaws in the system. Idols don't have flaws. They're perfect angels.
They're perfect angels who will never fall in love and be happy for the rest of their life being by themselves. It's really just not, it's just too much to ask of a human being. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's about all that we have for this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it, or if anything, maybe agreed with a few of our opinions, or you completely disagreed with all of our opinions. That's fine too. We just really wanted to, like, talk about the other side of K-pop where it's not
so pretty.
Yeah, not so pretty, and all these crazy fans and crazy stans and crazy. Yeah. So,
but if you got something that's really on your mind that you just wrote about, that we didn't cover, send us a DM or hit us up in the comments and let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure to mention it in the next episode.
Yeah. If you're not already following us on Instagram, go ahead and head over to Instagram and follow us at The Stands Next Door. That's where you can send the DM that Katie's talking about. We're also under a studio, me and Katie's studio, that's called Daydream Media Studio. So you can go ahead and follow them while you're at it. By them, I mean us, at Daydream Media Studio. And then if you still want more, because you just can't get enough, you can head to our website, our studio website, which is daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. It's kind of long, but we're going to pay for the domain to shorten it. Don't worry. And there you can find more information, like our current favorite comeback, solo artist, debut. You can find a link to our Spotify playlist that Katie is like killing it with. And you can just kind of like find out like more details about like us and blah, 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 blah. And then also while you're there, you can check out our other podcast that I host with our good friend Amelia. It's called Sinister Sisters. We basically talk about true crime, conspiracy theories, urban legends, paranormal activity. Like you guys get the gist. So you can check out the episodes there and or head over to our Instagram, which is at XOXO Sinister Sisters to like kind of stay up to date with future episodes and things like that.
Yeah. We got a lot going on. We got a little sister podcast going on, so make sure to head over to those. Because we only come out with one episode a week. So each podcast comes out with one episode a week. You got 3 days right there.
Yeah. You can just always hear us. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It's just us. You can't get away from us.
But thank you guys for listening. And tune in next week when we talk about other stuff that we don't know yet.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.